This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Speaking of the markets, billboards were a big deal on Wall Street today. Ticker symbol CBSO, CBS Outdoor, went public on the New York Stock Exchange this morning. Did pretty well in its first day of trading, too, because it turns out the billboard industry is pretty profitable, which is interesting, seeing as how it's tough to measure just how effective billboard ads actually are. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler has that story.
I am driving on Sunset Boulevard, and I'm stopped here at a light looking up at an advertisement that's taken up the whole side of a building, about a 50-foot ad for a show called Devious Maids.
But did anybody notice? I asked 25-year-old Christopher Taylor.
By any chance, did you happen to notice the billboard that you just walked past maybe 20 feet ago?
No, actually I didn't.
Part of the challenge to measure the audience that sees any particular billboard.
That's Tuna Amobi, an equity analyst with S&P Capital IQ. Even though there isn't an easy way to calculate the return on advertisers' investment, he says,
there is little question that it is effective. The question is not whether or if they're getting a return, because I think there's consensus in that. The question is to what degree or what magnitude.
So advertisers continue to spend money on billboards, increasingly electronic billboards. But on the downside, some costs of billboard ads are not borne by advertisers. David Corkus lives in a condo where his windows are blocked by a giant ad.
I had one of the best views in LA, and then because of that billboard and the sloppy job they do on putting up the billboard, it's dark in there. I mean, it's depressing.
Have you complained?
Oh, of course. I've talked to management, but they make about $50,000 to $80,000 on that thing. So no matter how much I complain or anyone else in the building, it's not going to change.
Studies have shown that a nearby billboard can reduce property values by up to 30%. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.